Regarding your instruction on sloth and torpor, can you explain how to look for the light in your mind? P.S. How to work with using buddho without forcing, how to apply the right effort, and how to invite the brightness to grow when it is present. You know, at first it's just a concept, but you have to begin with that. It's like it's an alternative to the mind collapsing in dullness and darkness. So it's like just bringing it up as a concept, bringing it up as an idea, a sort of brightness, and connecting it with the breath. And it's sort of you're experimenting and taking an alternative object of attention. That is, you say, generated by the mind, generated by thought, but it's one that has a good result. And of course, it can fade in and out. It'll shift, but it's like giving the option to the mind to experience it. Because that's it's sort of when we present an option and then reinforce it with our, say, our good intention, then it starts to build momentum. So then it's something that begins as a thought or a concept, will then it's able to start to stabilize as a perception, and then with that perception you can stabilize that perception and gently, if one grabs on it tightly, then it'll crumble, but it's the that kind of experimenting, working with it in a gentle way, but seeing the benefit of, say, like a bright mind as opposed to a dull mind.